everyone. If you're listening to this, chances are you've been in a car accident here in Phoenix. And let's be honest, it can feel like you just got tossed into a legal blender, right?
It definitely can.
So we're diving deep into this today using some fascinating legal articles and even case studies from the Suzuki Law offices here in Phoenix. We want to give you the knowledge to deal with this stuff, not add to the stress, you know?
Exactly. And you might be surprised by some of the things that can trip people up after an accident.
Like what?
Well, things like, you know, those sneaky insurance clauses or even those ways negligence can happen on the road that you wouldn't even think about.
Okay, let's talk about that right now. Negligence. I feel like it's a word everyone throws around, but what does it actually mean when it comes to car accidents?
Yeah, you hear it everywhere. Basically, negligence means someone didn't act with reasonable care, and that ends up causing harm to someone else. And to prove it in court, you have to show four things: duty of care, breach, causation, and damages.
Duty of care? Is that just a fancy way of saying, like, you gotta drive safe?
Pretty much. It means we all have a responsibility to follow the rules of the road and not put other people in danger. Think of it this way: using your turn signals, staying below the speed limit, and watching out for pedestrians, it's all part of that duty of care.
So texting while driving, that's like textbook breach of duty, right? Whoa. But what about those things that aren't as obvious?
Oh yeah, there are a bunch.
The Suzuki Law Office's website had a few that really surprised me.
Exactly. Like, would you think driving too slowly could be negligent?
Not really.
But if it disrupts traffic and causes someone to, like, swerve dangerously to get around you, that could be a breach of duty. Same with failing to yield or making a sudden lane change without signaling.
Wow, I never thought of it that way.
Right.
It's kind of like those optical illusion pictures where something's hiding in plain sight.
I like that. That's a good analogy. And just like with those illusions, proving negligence comes down to perspective.
Uh-huh.
That's where the evidence becomes super important. Police reports, photos, witness statements. These all help build a picture of what actually happened.
So if I'm ever in an accident, I need to, like, switch into detective mode and start gathering clues right away.
Exactly.
Speaking of accidents, let's talk about types of accidents. We all know the basics, like rear-end crashes, head-on collisions.
Right, but even those can be a lot more complicated than people think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, take rear-end collisions. Sure, some are just fender benders, but imagine getting rear-ended at high speed. The force of that can cause some serious whiplash. And head-on collisions, well, those almost always lead to really serious, sometimes life-changing injuries, like traumatic brain injuries.
That's a good point. You never really know how bad an accident is going to be. And then there are those hit and runs. The Suzuki Law Office's website had a whole section on those. Those seem especially tricky.
They are. Because if the other driver takes off, you're basically a detective trying to figure out who is at fault. You might have to rely on witnesses, security footage, even things like tire tracks or broken car parts to piece together what happened.
It sounds like a real-life episode of CSI. So much to think about when it comes to evidence. So what are the most common types of injuries people get in these accidents?
You see a whole range, unfortunately. Everything from, like, cuts and scrapes to broken bones, and then those more serious ones we talked about, like head and brain injuries, spinal cord injuries.
Oh, right. And I remember the Suzuki Law Office's website talked about soft tissue injuries specifically. Like, those are often overlooked, right?
Definitely. They don't show up on x-rays. We're talking about damage to your muscles, tendons, ligaments, things like whiplash, sprains, and strains.
Hold on. Whiplash. What exactly is that? Why is it such a big deal?
Okay, so picture this. Your head gets violently jerked forward and then back, like a whip cracking, you know.
Yikes.
That motion can stretch and tear the muscles and ligaments in your neck. And even though you might not have any broken bones, whiplash can be super painful. Stiffness, headaches, even dizziness. And it can last for weeks, months, even years.
That's scary. So even if you feel okay right after an accident, getting checked out by a doctor is, like, non-negotiable, right?
Absolutely. Not only to get the treatment you need, but those medical records become really important evidence if you need to prove how bad your injuries are.
Okay, so I'm picturing myself after an accident. I'm taking photos, getting witness info, and calling a doctor ASAP. But then there's the whole insurance thing, which feels like a whole other battle. What are the big things to watch out for there?
You're not wrong. Insurance companies are businesses, and their interests don't always line up with yours, even though they're supposed to help.
What do you mean?
Well, they might try to pay out as little as possible. One way they do that is by using hidden limitations in their policies.
Hidden policy limitations. So they're basically playing gotcha with their own customers.
Kinda. Think about it. Ambiguous language, exclusions buried in the fine print, limits on what they'll cover. You might think you're totally covered, and then bam, you're stuck with a bunch of unexpected costs. The Suzuki Law Office's website mentioned a client who thought she had good coverage for rental cars. Turns out there was a daily limit, but they never told her about it clearly. She ended up paying a ton of money out of pocket while her car was getting fixed.
Oh, that's so frustrating. So reading that policy carefully isn't just a suggestion, it's like a survival skill.
You said it. Don't just skim it, really look at every detail. And don't be afraid to call your insurance agent and ask them to explain anything that seems confusing.
Good advice.
And there are even more sneaky tactics they use, but we'll get into those after a quick break.
Okay, so before the break, we were talking about how insurance companies can, like, really turn up the heat after an accident. You were about to tell us about more of their tactics.
Oh, yeah. So besides those hidden policy limitations, another common one is delaying those claim payments.
How do they do that?
They might keep asking you for more and more paperwork. Or just take forever to process your claim.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic stall tactic.
So they're hoping I'll just give up.
Basically. They know you've got medical bills stacking up. You might be missing work. So they're betting that you'll eventually just take whatever they offer to get it over with.
It's like a bad reality TV show.
Oh.
Who can out-negotiate the insurance adjuster?
Ha-ha. Except the stakes are way higher in real life.
Mm.
And speaking of drama, let's not forget about those low-ball settlement offers.
I was wondering when those would come up. What should I be watching out for there?
Well, they might try to downplay how bad your injuries are, or pressure you to settle quickly before you even know how much damage there really is, or they'll throw around legal jargon to confuse you.
Yeah, hate that.
They might even say things like, this is the best we can do, or if you don't take this now, you might get nothing later.
So basically, don't let them bully you into a bad deal. Seems like having a lawyer would be pretty helpful here.
Definitely. We'll talk more about that later. But first, let's switch gears a bit and talk about witnesses.
Okay.
They can really make a difference in these cases.
Witnesses, sure, they can help, but are they really that important?
More than you might think, especially if they're not related to you. Their statements hold more weight in court because they're seen as, like, neutral observers.
Okay, that makes sense. So if I'm in an accident, what should I be asking witnesses to focus on? What kind of details will actually matter?
Anything they can remember, really. But the more specific, the better. Was the other driver speeding? Were they on their phone? Did they run a red light? What was the weather like? Anything else they noticed?
Sounds like I need to start carrying a notepad and pen in my car.
Honestly, not a bad idea. You never know when you might need to jot something down.
So let me get this straight. After an accident, I need to document everything, talk to witnesses, see a doctor, and watch out for those insurance company tricks. Anything else I'm missing?
You've got the main points. But let's go back to soft tissue injuries for a second. You mentioned whiplash earlier, but there's more to it than that.
Okay, what else should I know?
Well, the tricky thing about them is they're often invisible. You might not have a broken bone, but you could have serious damage to your muscles, tendons, ligaments, sprains, strains, tears. Those can be super painful and take forever to heal.
So how do you even know if you have one? Isn't it just my word against the insurance companies?
That's why it's so important to have those detailed medical records. A doctor will examine you, check your range of motion, feel the injured areas, and maybe order some imaging tests, like an MRI, if needed.
So it's not just about telling them what hurts. It's about having a doctor actually document it all.
Exactly. But even with a proper diagnosis, proving how bad those soft tissue injuries are to the insurance company, well, that can be a fight. They might say you're exaggerating, or that the injury was there before the accident.
This is really making me see how important it is to have someone on your side who knows how to deal with all this.
Absolutely. And speaking of fighting back, let's talk about how to build a strong case after an accident. Evidence is like building blocks. You need the right pieces to make it solid.
So what are those essential pieces? What kind of evidence do I need?
Well, we talked about a few already, but let's break it down. First, those photos and videos we mentioned. Get as many as you can at the accident scene. The damage to the vehicles, the position of the cars, any skid marks, debris, even the weather. It all helps tell the story of what happened.
So become a crime scene photographer for the day.
Uh-huh, exactly. And don't forget the police report. That's an official document with details of the accident, the officer's observations, and what the driver said happened.
Okay, so photos, videos, police report. What about medical records? We've talked about seeing a doctor, but how do those records fit into the legal case?
They're key for proving your injuries and the treatment you got. They show when you started getting care, how bad your injuries were, how much pain you were in, and how much it all cost.
So all those bills and receipts aren't just annoying paperwork. They're actually important.
Right. And if you've had to miss work because of your injuries, keep track of that too. Lost wages are another thing you might be able to get compensated for.
Got it. Photos, videos, police report, medical records, proof of lost wages. Anything else?
Oh, yes. Don't forget about those witness statements. We touched on them earlier, but let's really dive into why they can make or break your case.
What makes them so important? I guess they offer a different perspective than, say, the photos or the police report.
Exactly. They give firsthand accounts of what happened. They can back up your story, fill in any gaps in the other evidence, and even contradict what the other driver is saying. Think of it this way. If someone saw the other driver speeding or texting before the crash, their statement could be the smoking gun that proves negligence.
So it's like having backup singers confirming my side of the story.
Haha, I like that. And the more details those witnesses can give, the better. Things like the speed of the cars, traffic signals, how the drivers were acting, anything they remember, it all matters.
Okay, so being proactive right after the accident is key. Any tips on actually getting that witness info on the spot?
Well, if you're able to, try talking to any witnesses while you're still at the scene. Get their names and contact info. If they're willing, you can even ask them to write down what they saw while it's still fresh in their minds.
What if it's not safe to do that right away? Like maybe the accident is blocking traffic or I'm hurt and can't move around.
In those cases, just focus on getting their contact info. You can always talk to them later when things have calmed down. And if someone seems hesitant to give you their info, just explain that their statement could really help make sure the person responsible is held accountable. You'd be surprised how many people are willing to help when they understand why it's important.
Okay, I'm starting to think I need a little accident kit in my car, a notepad, a pen, maybe even some forms for witnesses to fill out.
Now you're thinking like a lawyer. And speaking of lawyers, let's talk about why having one on your side is so crucial, especially when it comes to those deadlines for taking legal action.
Right, because I'm sure there's a time limit on filing a claim, right? How long do I have?
You're right. In Arizona, you usually have 2 years from the date of the accident to file a lawsuit.
2 years? That seems like plenty of time to get things organized.
It might seem that way, but remember, the clock starts ticking from the day of the accident, not when you feel ready to deal with it.
No procrastinating then. Are there any exceptions to that 2-year rule? Like, what if the other driver was drunk or it was a hit and run?
That's a good question. There are some exceptions. For example, if the accident involved a government vehicle, like a city bus, you might only have 6 months to file.
Wow, 6 months is a big difference from 2 years.
Exactly. That's why talking to a lawyer ASAP is so important. They can tell you what deadlines apply to your case and make sure you don't miss any important opportunities.
This is all starting to feel a little overwhelming again. It really highlights why having a legal expert on your side is so crucial. What makes Suzuki Law Offices a good choice for someone who's been in an accident here in Phoenix?
Well, their experience is huge. They've been handling car accident cases in Phoenix for over 30 years, so they really know Arizona law and all the tactics insurance companies use.
So they've seen it all. But experience isn't everything, right? What else sets them apart?
They also have former prosecutors on their team.
Wait, former prosecutors? How does that help with a car accident case?
Because it means they've been on both sides of the courtroom. They know how prosecutors build cases, and that gives them a unique advantage when they're representing accident victims.
So they can predict what the other side will do. That's amazing. Anything else that impressed you about them?
Yeah, their whole approach is really client-focused. They really prioritize their clients' needs and make sure they understand everything that's happening. They even offer free consultations so people can get advice without any pressure.
So it's not just about winning the case, it's about making sure the client feels supported and informed the whole way through. That's got to make a huge difference when you're already dealing with so much stress. Well, I think we've covered just about everything. Any final thoughts before we wrap things up?
Just remember, car accidents happen all the time, unfortunately. But being informed and taking action can really change how things turn out. Don't let fear or uncertainty stop you from doing what you need to do.
I love that. Knowledge is power. Do your research, reach out for help, and remember that you're not alone in this. There are people and resources out there to help you through it.
I couldn't agree more.
Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into car accidents in Phoenix. Hopefully you found it helpful and empowering. Until next time, stay safe out there.
Okay, we're back and ready to wrap up this deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
Understanding fault and negligence, all those tricky insurance things, gathering evidence. It's been a lot.
Definitely a lot to think about.
But the point wasn't to overwhelm you,
right?
It's about giving you the knowledge and the confidence, really, to know what to do after an accident.
So if you're listening and you've recently been in an accident, what are the most important things to remember? What should you be doing right away?
Well, first and foremost, take care of yourself. Get checked out by a doctor, even if you don't think your injuries are that serious. Some injuries, especially the soft tissue ones, might not be obvious right away.
Okay, yeah.
And you're going to need those medical records as evidence later on.
Got it. Health first, evidence second. What else?
If you can, try to document the accident scene as much as possible.
Okay.
Take photos, get contact info from any witnesses, and make sure you get a copy of that police report.
So basically, become a detective, like we were saying before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And don't wait to reach out to a lawyer. They can help you through the whole process, protect your rights, and really make sure you understand what your options are.
Speaking of lawyers, we've talked a lot about Suzuki Law Offices today. What makes them stand out as, you know, a good choice for someone in this situation?
Well, their experience is definitely a major factor. They've been handling car accident cases here in Phoenix for like over 30 years.
Wow, yeah.
So they have a really deep understanding of the law in Arizona and all the ways insurance companies try to avoid paying. Plus, like we said before, they have former prosecutors on their team.
Right. They know what the other side is thinking. That's going to be a huge advantage.
Absolutely.
But it's not just about winning, is it? It's also about how you're treated throughout the process, right?
Oh, definitely. And Suzuki Law Offices, they really get that. They put the client first, making sure they feel supported and informed every step of the way. They know this is a tough time, and they go above and beyond to make things easier for their clients.
That's good to hear. Well, I think we've covered just about everything. Any last thoughts for our listeners before we wrap things up?
You know, car accidents are unfortunately a common thing, but being informed and taking action can really make a difference in how things turn out.
Yeah.
Don't let fear or uncertainty stop you from doing what you need to do.
Yeah, knowledge is power, like we said. Do your research, reach out for help, and remember, you're not alone in this. There are people and resources out there to help you through it.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into car accidents here in Phoenix. We hope you found it helpful and maybe even a little empowering. And until next time, everyone, stay safe out there.